It's Friday, February 5th, 2021, and I'm Dave Sobel. Three things to know today. Yet another tech worker union, This Week in SolarWinds, and All Center Technologies teach us. This is the Business of Tech. There's another tech union to watch. Tech industry workers have formed a new labor union as part of the Office and Professional Employees International Union, AFL-CIO. That's per a January 25th statement. The union, Tech Workers Union Local 1010, has been created for and is run by tech workers. It aims to ensure that tech jobs are sustainable, increase workplace transparency, and create fair and equitable pay and benefits. This is based off of a successful effort last year to begin a union at Kickstarter. Why do we care? That's three, right? Three makes a trend. Tech workers are unionizing. It's a baby trend, sure, and has a long way to go, but we're crossing the threshold here. How long until services companies are part of this too? Right now, it seems focused around product companies. I don't expect that to last. Your main to-do right now is making sure you're taking care of your employees. Focus there, and you'll likely have longer before it hits. This Week in SolarWinds. In case you missed the kickoff this week, it's been discovered that 30% of those breached did not run SolarWinds products. TrustWave researchers have found three new exploits in the Orion codebase. This look was prompted by the hack. All have been patched. The company has also revealed that there is evidence that the hackers were in SolarWinds' Office 365 accounts for months, accessing at least one in December of 2019. They used that to get to other email accounts. One theory, and still theory, is that accounts were compromised even earlier and were the initial point of entry. Israeli cybersecurity firm Silverfort says attackers may have used SolarWinds' service accounts to do their lateral moves. Anonymous sources are saying another, different actor managed to exploit SolarWinds to get into the National Finance Center, the payroll group of the USDA, per Reuters. This actor is a suspected Chinese group, separate from the one the U.S. accused Russian government operatives of using. SolarWinds patched this vulnerability in November. To clarify on attribution, the U.S. government has stated that the attack is, quote, likely Russian in origin. This was echoed by Secretary of State Mike Pompeo in December and the Washington Post in their reporting in December. The CISA this week said there's no impact to any systems involved with the November election. Department of Homeland Security's Einstein system, designed as the intrusion detection system, is getting further scrutiny. It failed to detect the breach and appears not capable of having done so, and would be too costly to overhaul and too costly to throw out. Finally, I'm including a good long read in Fortune, a piece called After SolarWinds, the U.S. Can Trust No One. Focus on zero trust in the supply chain. The Council of Foreign Affairs also weighed in. It wasn't tools, but good old-fashioned detective work that found the breaches. Now, why do we care? Now, we have multiple actors using multiple vectors. So far, we don't actually know how the hackers got into SolarWinds. There are theories, but we don't know how they were breached. We also know they weren't the only breach vector. I noted that service account vector today. How many tools in a provider's arsenal have absolute administrative access to everything? I bet it's a lot more than you would like it to be. That whole don't trust a vendor starts getting really scary when you realize how much access they have. Keep learning. This is a story with lessons each time. Forrester Research out with insights on contact center technologies and focused on three trends. New channels have been adopted, but not replaced old ones. Email and phone aren't dead, they are just augmented and complemented. Automation is best when used with humans. You can't rely on the system alone. And established workhorse technologies are still useful. Workforce management, interactive voice response, case management, all still relevant. So why do we care? This is a quick hit, but these three trends are just so much part of a customer service experience. You need more than just email and phone to talk to your customers. It works best when it's with humans, and your workhorse technologies like tracking your work and systems to interact are all still relevant. Just because it's boring doesn't mean it's not incredibly useful. After all the scary stories, it's rather nice to find something reliable. Are you still relying on a frustrating patchwork of legacy solutions? Modernize your cybersecurity and data protection with Acronis Cyber Protect Cloud. It's a single solution that combines backup, anti-malware, and endpoint protection management. As an MSP, you can easily improve client security posture, eliminate complexity, and generate more recurring revenue. Learn more about Acronis Cyber Protect Cloud at acronis.com. Thanks for listening to The Business of Tech. We'll have a bonus episode this weekend, an interview with Jim Lippi, now of SaaS Alerts, talking about cloud management. I'll talk to you again on Monday.